This message comes from Wall Street Journal sponsor C3 AI. C3 Generative AI equips enterprises with verified, traceable answers. It's secure, hallucination-free, LLM agnostic, and IP liability-free. Learn more at c3.ai. This is Enterprise AI.
A jury delivers more criminal convictions in connection with January 6th. And Wall Street is betting on a big drop in inflation this year. Will it pay off?
If traders are right that inflation does continue to fall really quickly and we don't get a serious recession, this could be the start of a broader turnaround.
Plus, why city slickers are dressing like cowboys. Hint, it's got something to do with Yellowstone. It's Monday, January 23rd. I'm Anne-Marie Fertoli for The Wall Street Journal. This is the PM edition of What's News, the top headlines and business stories that moved the world today. Four members of the militia group Oath Keepers have been found guilty of seditious conspiracy in connection with the January 6th, 2021 attack on the U.S. Capitol. The rarely used charge carries a maximum of 20 years in prison. The jury's verdict comes about 2 months after the group's founder, Stuart Rhodes, and another member were found guilty of the same charge. An 11th person has died from injuries sustained in one of California's deadliest mass shootings in years. Authorities had not yet identified that victim at the time of this recording, but have begun releasing the names of other victims of the shooting, which took place at a dance studio in Monterey Park Saturday night. Investigators are now looking into an allegedly troubled relationship between the shooter and a woman he knew as a possible motive, according to law enforcement officials briefed on the matter. The shooter, identified as Hu Can Tran, shot himself as officers tried to pull over a white van he was driving in Torrance, about 30 miles away from the shooting. In business news, Microsoft is making a multi-billion-dollar investment in OpenAI, the company behind viral text generator ChatGPT. Our tech columnist Dan Gallagher says it's Microsoft's latest expansion into artificial intelligence.
Microsoft clearly sees this as, you know, a place they want to be. And if you look at Microsoft's history over the last 7 or 8 years, especially since Satya Nadella came in as CEO, has really pivoted the company from where it was, focused on cloud first. I think this is them trying to skate to where the puck is going to be.
Microsoft says the multi-year partnership expands on its investments in OpenAI in 2019 and 2021. While financial terms were not disclosed, people familiar with the matter say the companies had been discussing an investment of as much as $10 billion. Music streaming service Spotify is the latest tech company to announce layoffs. The company plans to cut about 600 jobs, or roughly 6% of its workforce, as part of a broader series of cost-cutting measures. Spotify joins a growing list of tech companies, big and small, that have announced job cuts in recent weeks. News Corp's Dow Jones, which publishes The Wall Street Journal, has a content partnership with Spotify's Gimlet Media unit. And we report exclusively that a few big banks are teaming up to launch a digital wallet that people can use to shop online. JP Morgan, Bank of America, Wells Fargo, and other banks are still figuring out what it'll look like for consumers. But it'll likely involve entering your email address to place an order at the checkout page. The charge would then be applied to a credit or debit card that you've linked to that email. Our reporter Anna Maria Andriotis says this is just the latest effort from traditional banks to compete with tech companies offering more financial services.
The banks do not feel comfortable with consumers increasingly connecting their payment experience to, oh, I paid with PayPal, I paid with Apple Pay, even though underlying those wallets are usually the cards that these very same banks have issued and derive revenue from. The banks don't like that these other companies are becoming what consumers are associating with their payment experience, in addition to that these companies are moving into other financial services. You know, Apple is currently working on creating a savings account. It's currently working on rolling out a buy now, pay later offering. The retail banks, the traditional ones, the ones that have dominated credit cards, debit cards, bank accounts for decades, are not okay with this.
The digital wallet doesn't have a name yet, but it'll be managed by Early Warning Services, a company co-owned by the banks that's also behind the money transfer service Zelle. Coming up, why markets are betting on a big decline in inflation this year. That's after the break.
This message comes from Wall Street Journal sponsor C3 AI. Insights. You need them to solve business problems, but buried in volumes of disparate data, they're seemingly invisible. C3 Generative AI enables business leaders to instantly access secure, hallucination-free, verifiable insights from a unified knowledge source, all with a natural language search. Turn the invisible into the obvious with C3 Generative AI. Learn more at c3.ai.
Wall Street is making a big wager. After a year of interest rate hikes aimed at taming high inflation, investors are now betting on a once-in-a-generation drop in inflation. Their optimism has driven up stocks and bonds, which were hit hard by rate increases last year. So why are investors so confident? And should they be? Joining me now with more on this is Wall Street Journal markets reporter Matt Grossman. Hi, Matt. Thanks for being here.
Hi. Thanks for having me.
So last year, we talked a lot about how markets had already priced in the Fed's rate hikes. Is that still the case now? It feels like the pace and the size of rate hikes is a little bit more uncertain.
Yeah, so the Fed is slowing down its interest rate hikes. Most people on Wall Street are expecting them to raise interest rates by a quarter of a percentage point on February 1st, which would be the slowest move since early last year. And that's basically priced in, that we have a couple more small hikes on the way. What isn't priced in would be any interest rate hikes beyond that. In fact, the markets are now expecting the Fed to cut rates by the end of this year. The Fed says it's not going to do that. And so even if the Fed raises rates a few more times and then holds them steady, that would be tighter monetary policy than what markets are now expecting.
Right. So considering that the Fed is saying opposite of what markets believe, what's driving those expectations right now about the path of inflation?
Yeah. So in addition to anticipating that we're near the end of interest rate hikes, traders are also expecting that inflation is going to fall pretty dramatically over the next 12 months or so. So if you remember, inflation was 9.1% last summer, and traders are now betting that it's going to be back to right around 2% by January 2024. That is a good stretch of time, 18 or 20 months, but that would still be the fastest fall in inflation since the Great Recession in 2008. We've very rarely seen declines in inflation that big over the last several decades without a pretty serious recession. So there's a big question of, first of all, if inflation does fall that fast, second of all, does that mean that there's going to be a recession alongside it or not?
And we will get to that recession question in just a moment. But are there particular data points that's sort of driving the market sentiment right now, despite what the Fed is saying?
Sure. So obviously, inflation is a really broad measure that takes in a lot of different kinds of prices. One reason for optimism is that energy prices have fallen quite a bit since last summer. You might remember gasoline was really expensive last summer. Natural gas that people use to heat their homes was really expensive. Both of those have come down a bit. Food prices are also not quite experiencing the same upward pressure that they were last year. On the other hand, it's still very difficult for businesses to find workers. Labor market's still really tight. So wages have continued to climb. And I think one area of concern that people have is that if companies continue to have to pay higher salaries, then that is going to translate into higher costs for consumers.
So how are we seeing all of this playing out in the markets right now since the start of the year?
Yeah, so markets have really leapt out of the starting gate in January. The S&P and the NASDAQ are all up. Really risky things that people were betting against last year have turned positive again, like Bitcoin and quickly growing tech companies, things like that. How that plays out going forward really remains to be seen. If traders are right that inflation does continue to fall really quickly and we don't get a serious recession, this could be the start of a broader turnaround. On the other hand, if inflation is more persistent than people think it's going to be, if we get more Fed rate increases, if profits start to fall and people start to lose their jobs, that market rally could really turn around very quickly again.
So let's get back to that big question you alluded to earlier. What does all of this mean for a potential soft landing versus a recession? What are you hearing from experts and observers right now?
If there's a recession, then inflation is very likely to fall alongside it. The big question is whether we might possibly get back to 2% inflation without a serious recession. So we're coming into the year at a pretty good starting place. Unemployment is very, very low. A lot of people have jobs and have seen wage gains. And so that's very positive. Consumers tend to still have decent levels of savings, though all of those numbers are still getting a bit worse than they were over the last couple of years. So we've seen some of the big tech companies announce layoffs. Some lenders to consumers are starting to say that people are having a bit more trouble making loan payments on things like credit cards and car loans. So those are all kind of things to watch for as people try to figure out, are we going to get a recession or is the inflation going to subside without a really serious downturn?
That's Wall Street Journal markets reporter Matt Grossman. Matt, thanks so much for joining me.
Thank you for having me.
And finally, jeans never really go out of style, but the cowboy drama Yellowstone is supercharging the appeal of the rancher aesthetic. So think not just jeans, but broad-brimmed hats, big belt buckles, and snap-button shirts. Paramount series is the most watched scripted show on TV, and it's converted even city dwellers and suburbanites to adopt its Western wardrobe, people who don't exactly live off the land. Our men's fashion columnist Jacob Gallagher says there's more driving the trend than just love for the show.
We're in this moment where I think coming out of the pandemic, people were very interested in the great outdoors. They were interested in, you know, camping and hiking and fishing and things of this nature, and connecting with nature and disconnecting at a time when the world felt very overwhelming and kind of intense. And I don't think everyone that's dressing like this is hiking on the weekend per se, camping on the weekend, or let alone riding some horses and ranching on the weekend. But I do think it's a way of like sartorially or through your style showing, you know, this is what I'm into or this appeals to me. And kind of I want to tap into that aesthetic, if you will.
One of Yellowstone's executive producers even helped launch a website where people can buy items they see their favorite TV characters wearing. One item worn by a Yellowstone character in a crucial scene, a faux lynx fur coat, went for $995. It sold out multiple times. And that's what's news for this Monday afternoon. We'll be back tomorrow morning. If you like what you hear, please rate and review us. I'm Anne-Marie Fertoli for The Wall Street Journal.
This message comes from Wall Street Journal sponsor C3 AI. C3 Generative AI equips enterprises with verified, traceable answers. It's secure, hallucination-free, LLM-agnostic, and IP liability-free. Learn more at c3.ai. This is Enterprise AI.